Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Eric Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Monday morning, 7:25, Derek Johnson time. It's brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers, local number 2.
Well, DJ, we got our first loss out the way, as they like to say. What were your kind of initial thoughts leaving that one on Sunday against Buffalo?
Well, it was well worth the watch and the money and the hype. Two heavyweight fighters battling in Buffalo, and man, at the end of the day, it's the goal is not to win them all, right? It's not to win them all.
Did he just hang up on us?
I don't know. DJ, you there?
No, he's gone. And gone. Well, that was Derek Johnson, presented by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all, invest in you. Sheet Metal Workers, local number 2.
And jeez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The key to the season is not to win them all.
And
all right. Oh, man.
Technology at its finest. At least it wasn't like Eberflus. Your phone is as bad as your offense.
Can we play the intro again? DJ, I know it was a tough loss, man, but geez, one question and you're out.
I know, right? Yeah, it's just
screw the Bills. I'm hanging up.
Right. Well, when Buffalo loses, everything starts messing up, man.
Yeah, right. You,
but the goal is not to win them all, right?
Yeah.
Now that would be cool. That's a cool stat or whatnot. But what the Chiefs have done in the last 5-6 years is really peak at the right time, and it's all about peaking at the right time. Chiefs played a great game, played a really good game. Buffalo played a better game, made a couple more plays, literally 2 or 3 more plays, and we actually win that game. And I was just hoping that at the end, when at the 4th and 2, they would, mm-hmm. you know, maybe kick it or whatnot. But nah, they knew better not to mm-hmm. not to give Mahomes the ball back. But it was a great game. I enjoyed it.
My question for you, I only have a few today because I think we all know what the message is going forward with this team. It's all about January. But in that play, that 4th and 2. Man, I don't do anything except sit on my ass and watch football, so I don't know how to play it. I just try to think I know what's going on, but I have to think, man, 4th and 2, Josh Allen, big body running quarterback, you got to have a spy in that situation, and there was no middle linebacker. There was no linebacker spy, or maybe I didn't see it. What say you, Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, I don't think there was a spy. I'm not sure what Spags was thinking on that play. Usually he, you know, he dials him up and he's really aggressive. And mm-hmm. and that time it was kind of like a man to man coverage, tight coverage, but no spy. Maybe maybe some reminders to the defensive line. Hey, keep Josh Allen in the, you know, in the pocket or, or you know, control rush. But nah, honestly, when he dropped back, I was saying he's not going to pass it, man. He's just going to freaking run it, man. Yeah. It's just because that's just that's what he does. And he's a scrappy big quarterback, and he can get 2 yards. And obviously, he got a touchdown on that play. But we'll learn from it. That's not, you know, it's not the end of the world. But man, it was a great. I love us going back and forth heavyweight fight. Didn't start as fast as we wanted to, but we, you know, really handled that hostile crowd. And Buffalo played. They had to play up. They had to play up to our standards. I think we're still a little bit better than Buffalo, but Buffalo, they needed that win more than we needed that win, put it like that.
Yeah, but also how much do you put into, because I'm a big believer in when we play Buffalo in the regular season or Cincinnati or Baltimore, or some of these teams that you believe you're going to see in the postseason, I think Andy and company, they keep it a little vanilla. Like, I think when they see these guys in the AFC championship game, we're going to see a totally different game plan, both offensively and defensively against Buffalo.
Yeah, we will. We will. Andy's great at that. Andy's good at during the regular season. Everybody's, you know, media's going all crazy. Hey, you know, about certain big games or whatnot, which they should. But like yesterday, it was one of those things where Andy's just going to roll out certain vanilla plays, and Buffalo's thinking, oh my goodness, you know, this is a smoke screen and this and this and this. Like, no, it's just our regular offense right now. We'll get to all the pretty cute stuff during the playoffs. But at the end of the day, they made a couple more plays than us. We played a really, really good game, so I don't want to kind of overshadow that by the loss. This is not a wake-up call. This is not a, oh, no, Buffalo has our number. It's just a, you know, it's a little, you know, our wounds hurt a little bit more today just because we lost. That's it. But a couple of days, we'll be over.
Yeah, and also, too, though, you know, very rare do you see a team go perfect throughout the course of the regular season. How does a loss get utilized by Andy Reid to maybe correct things or get a message across that people were not maybe hearing until they lost a game and all that kind of jazz?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Actually, losses actually help you more than wins. It does. Now, now you don't want to lose a lot. That doesn't help you. But when you do lose here and there, it does help you just to really just to hone you in so you can be more focused on your job and know that it's so much parity in the NFL that you have to be on your game every single play in every single game. This loss will help the Chiefs. This will kind of like let the Chiefs know, okay, hey guys, we got a few things to work out, but we're still the best team in the NFL.
Is there like an "I told you so" moment, like behind closed doors with Andy and maybe the rest of the coaching staff, where they kind of chuckle a little bit and go, "See, this is what we were talking about. This is going to be good now. We've got their attention." Is, you know, it's the holiday season. Things start to get kind of crazy, and you know, with all the holiday stuff that goes on with lives and whatnot, is this like one of those where the coaches kind of go, "See, that was probably pretty good that we got that loss, and now they're going to start paying attention a little bit more and doing the things we've been asking them to do"?
You know what, weirdly, yes. That does happen. For players, we want to win them all. I'm telling you, it's the when you're out there, coaches can they got a lot of wisdom, and they can see a little deeper than players. But players, we want to win them all. We want a perfect, believe it or not. I know that's not the goal, but as a player, you want to win them all. You don't want nobody to beat you because you know you have that confidence. But at the end of the day, we're going into these holidays and all this, I guess, you know, this festival stuff during November and December. But this will hone us in. We'll be more focused. This will help us throughout the year. So I'm actually – I don't want to say I'm glad that it happened, but it's kind of like, all right, we're good. We're human. You know, we're human guys.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things that takes unnecessary and unwanted pressure that kind of develops with that. It's like, you know, a pitcher gets to the sixth inning. I'd rather just give up the hit so I can focus on just getting the complete start and win. I don't need to worry about maybe throwing this magical, you know, perfect game. But again, the goal was always a three-peat. It was never a perfect season. That's just the bonus that comes with it. They still control the narrative, DJ. I mean, they're still the number one seed. They still have everything. I think this is probably the best I've seen the city respond to a loss in recent years. Obviously, there are little holes that need to be fixed, but that's what makes this team successful. You make second-half adjustments in the game. You make second-half adjustments in the season.
Yeah, and the Chiefs are the best at it. Now, there is a sense of urgency to keep winning because we still want things to come through Kansas City, you know, knowing that they get the tiebreaker. Buffalo, you don't want to have a record the same as them. They'll get
whatever the adventure. There's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy, or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That tiebreaker. But at the end of the day, it blows through Kansas City. And we have a good situation if you're a Chiefs fan. We're good. We're not, you know, we don't have any rebuttal or going back and forth with Buffalo saying, you know, who's better. You know, they kind of know who's better. They got one up on us during the season right now from yesterday, but we'll be back. We're good. Mm-hmm.
What's your biggest thing that needs to be fixed, if you will, after that game yesterday? Or maybe it was one of those things all season long that just kind of, you know, reared its ugly head yesterday because of the loss.
Yeah, well, I think we need to control the ball a little bit better on offense, and that's just being able to run it more. And obviously, you know, when we get extra running back with Pacheco, that's going to help out. Mm-hmm. And the running game actually helps Pat, believe mm-hmm. it or not. It helps him to the game to flow better. He can get better coverages. He can, you know, it opens up the deep ball, the deep overs. It just helps out when play action comes. So the running game needs to continue. Hunt's been doing a great job, but he needs a little bit of help to get that running game going. And defensively, I think we've been playing really good, really good. I mean, I think it's tough to go up to Buffalo and handle Josh Allen. There were a few times where you say, man, our defense is stepping up, even though Buffalo got us at the end. I would like to see us to get off the field. That's the time to say, hey, guys, we got the best quarterback in the game. Can we get him back the ball?
No doubt about it. Would you rather watch Buffalo, Kansas City again or Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson again?
No. Buffalo, no.
Yeah. Well, hey, we'll talk to you next Monday after a victory over Carolina. The team's 10-1, and everybody will be just feeling just the same amount of, you know, comfortability I think they are feeling today.
Absolutely. Go Chiefs.
Take care, man. That's Derek Johnson there with a funny response. Community America, that's what he's brought to you by.
Mm-hmm.
Credit Union. Community America Credit Union member owner, open to all invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers Local number 2. Look, I think that's from a player's perspective in the past. Yeah. Like, he knows how they adjust in the second half of seasons. I think he's right when he says that about, Andy Reid and Spags. I was interested to know what he thought about that last play of 4th-and-2, because I'm like, yeah, I mean, I didn't see it. Again, I know I'm just a blowhard that sits on my ass and watches football. I don't know anything about it. But I'm like, man, where's the guy at? Like, you got to know 4th-and-2, that guy is going to run the football. And then there's some people that are like, well, the tackling was putrid. Well, when he got like the second level, I think they're just like, let him score so we can go down.
You going to get in Josh Allen's way if you're a defensive back?
I mean, if I'm Brian Cook, I would, but I'm not Brian Cook.
Right.
Man.
But yeah.
Like, I think that's one of those things where it's like, just
this holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.